Speaking of music, how much do you hate this song?
Thank you for holding. Your call is very important to us. You are the fifth caller in the queue.
Yeah, the elevator music, the hold music, it drives me crazy. A growing number of organisations have actually quietly dispensed with website phone numbers or made them so hard to find, buried in the labyrinth of their web pages that they're impossible to find. Yes, yes, people are expensive, yada, yada. Queries can be easily answered online. However, am I the only one who wants to speak to another human? Or do you prefer the anonymity and brevity of an email? Look, I really want to call someone. I find when you write an email, when you've got a query, it goes out into the ether. Is it ever going to be responded to? Is it ever going to be answered? But then the flip side of that is hold music. What's the longest you've ever been on hold? Do you prefer an email? Do you prefer a call? Who's the worst offender out there? And is there hold music you actually like? Ah, that's a good one. 133-693. The longest you've been on hold, how hard is it to connect to a business and find a phone number? And do you prefer to chat online or the old-fashioned way of picking up the phone? Taking your calls, 133-693. Shane joins us. Hi there, Shane.
How you going?
Terrific.
Yeah, best getting people's names.
Yeah.
Like I'm in a pub or something, I'll go, oh, g'day, old mate, how you going?
Old mate, and, great. Not good. Just mate, but old mate. That adds a bit of familiarity.
Yeah, g'day, old mate.
G'day, old mate.
And I'll say, righto, can I grab you a pot? And they go, oh, yeah, righto. Then yeah. I go to the barman, and I'll say, what's his bloody name again? And he tells me, I go, oh, here you go, Trev. Yeah. You're a beauty, mate.
And then we realise, old mate's actually called Trev. Have you forgotten someone's name? You should remember 133-693. I don't mind old mate. It's a bit offensive, kinda. You know, it's sort of Aussie larrikin kind of way. Lovely is a great one for girls because it's kind of nice. If you have a very good partner, they will step in when you're floundering and go, hi, I'm so-and-so, and your name is? You need a sort of secret signal, don't you, with your partner, like step on their toes, forgotten this person's name. Can you help me? So what's the longest you've been on hold? Joining me is Craig Cherry, customer loyalty expert. Hi there, Craig.
Hi, how are you?
Terrific, thank you. So it seems a lot of websites have done away with phone numbers. I find this infuriating. You sort of, you know, go through the website. Where is it? You go into contact. It's got the automated send an email. I hate that. What has happened to phone numbers?
I so agree with you. I can give you so many examples. I have to say something first. I used to sing the song, I believe in, you know, the one, I believe in miracles. Yep. I thought it was Melco.
Oh, everyone I believe in Melco. But what is...
And then someone said to me, what are you saying?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
I felt so embarrassed because I thought, isn't it pretty obvious, miracles?
I know. Anyway, that's the thing about Mondegreens. You know, people make up stuff that makes no sense, like Alex the Seal instead of Our Lips Are Sealed. I mean, Alex the Seal, yeah. Why? Yeah. Why?
Exactly right. Anyway, so I thought what I should have done when you rang me is just have a call message, just saying, look, sorry, you know, I'm busy at the moment. Maybe you can call me back, but at least you get a message.
Yeah.
But I do thousands of points of research every year. And the single biggest complaint of companies, if you just sit across the board complaints of all different varieties, is communication. Too hard to get hold of. They don't. If you do ring them, they don't return your phone call, or they don't answer the phone, or you've got to go through seven different steps to actually speak to a human. Like, this stuff drives people nuts. And the ones who say they can't afford it, they don't get the impact. And they don't get how many customers they're losing because they make it too hard to do business with. They're too difficult, you know. And I think it's just, to be honest, I think it's crap when they say, oh, you know, we can't afford a person. You can't afford not to.
Yeah, good point.
Answer the phone.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Telstra have sort of done a bit of a backflip on this, haven't they?
Yeah. So a number of big companies have. They've brought in, they've taken away offshore call centres and brought them back into Australia. They're having real people answer your phone. You know, I don't mind the ones, you know, where you can actually talk to someone live. I don't mind that one, you know, where you can actually link up.
Oh,
and you
I find it a bit creepy. I don't like that at all.
Well, it depends what you're doing, though. Like, if I want just something, I just need something to deal with, at least I'm in communication and I'm not waiting for hours on the phone. So there's so much to this. You know, like, one is you can't leave people waiting for hours and hours. You know, look, I'm just buying a new car, right? And I'm buying a Tesla, which I'm very excited about. But I could not find a phone number, right, to actually talk to someone. I had to spend hours trying to find out, because I don't know when I'm supposed to get my car. I ordered it in March, you know. I still don't know the delivery date. But there was no number on their system. And as much as I'm really excited about the car and how good it is, it's been a real negative. It's so difficult to actually have a conversation with someone, especially when you're talking about a pretty significant investment.
Yep.
So there's many examples of this.
Now, love your calls, 133-693. How hard is it to contact a business and find a phone number? Do you prefer to chat online or the old-fashioned way of picking up the dog and bone? I'm with Craig Cherry, customer loyalty expert. Craig, I guess part of the problem with calling someone is the dreaded hold music, being on hold. Yeah. Now, what are some things that can pacify people when they're on hold? Better music, a countdown to how long it'll take?
Yeah. Yep, I think they're all good things. I think the countdown's probably the most important. You know, like, obviously something good to listen to. You know, like, I mean, even if you ring a radio station, you might actually, you're listening to the program.
Yes.
Which is still a nice thing to do, right? But letting you know. So even look at queues. You know, when people have big, long queues, what are the ones that, even though people hate waiting in queues, when you know how long it's going to be, they're managing your expectations. The ones that, if they're on hold, they say, look, put your number in and we'll push number one and we'll call you back, you know, as soon as we're ready. I think they're great ideas. I still think you want to try and answer the phone, but at least as long as they do call you back, as long as that actually happens, I think those companies are really thinking about the customer. And I always say to, you know, clients that I work with, stand in their shoes and understand what it's like to be them. When you have to wait, do you like having to wait? Do you like when you can't get hold of someone, or you're listening to the, you know, just waiting and waiting, or you have no idea how long it's going to take? It just frustrates the heck out of people. Mm.
What's your advice to companies and indeed customers when it comes to those sort of automated like emails where they go contact, and it's a bit anonymous and a bit strange because you put in your message and it goes out into the ether and you're never sure if it arrives. Is that effective? And if it is, what should customers do to make sure their complaint or their query gets through?
Well, it's only effective if you get a response.
Yes.
Not a response saying, we've got yours, you know, like a generic response, but getting a response saying, thank you for your email, thank you for your concern, or whatever it might be, this is what we're going to do. Like, what I sort of work with people on in the communication is, you may not have the answer straight away, but just let them know what you're going to do. Let them know it's going to take 3 days before you can get back to them with the full details. But whatever you promise, deliver on it. Don't overpromise, underdeliver. So, like, people are trying some effective things, but they've got to deliver.
I mean, a lot of companies, Craig, are just hurting post-lockdown, in particular in Melbourne. They may say, look, we just can't afford to have someone manning the phones full-time. What is your advice to them?
Well, look at these other systems that are available. So what's the next best thing that you can do, right? You know, so like having a callback system, letting people know, here's a way of communicating, we'll get back to you by this time. You know, do the best that you can do. But don't do nothing and don't just, you know, have people hanging or having people hang up. Like, people will not hang on. I measure this all the time. They will not wait and wait and wait. In fact, even for the ones to answer the phone, we talk about within 3 rings. Why? Because if you even think about a phone, like ring, 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 already by now you're starting to feel, are they going to answer or not?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
People just won't hang on. They'll just hang up and then they're going to go somewhere else. So, you know, I think, look, you know, I know it's tough out there, but what can you do to make a difference? And also, what is the value of answering calls? I mean, how much work's coming through those? How much orders might you be taking if you could answer them?
Yeah, interesting. You know when they say this phone call may be recorded? Is it recorded?
Yeah, they are only ones for, normally they'll say for training purposes. But
yeah.
Most of them, yeah, most of them are, because that's what they have to do, you know. So I do, my research calls aren't recorded because we don't want people to be concerned with, you know, what they're saying or that it could be given to somebody. So we try and keep that really straight. But yeah, I think most, my understanding is most are recorded, but very few would be listened to.
Right. But
it's just an auditing process that they'll go through to give feedback.
But also a subliminal message to behave and not be mean. We shouldn't be anyway. I'm always very polite.
No, no, I my blog this week's all about cut it out and be not, stop being rude to staff who are doing their best.
Yeah.
They may not be the best customer service person in the world, but they don't deserve to be abused. And just on that one, it's pretty disappointing. I don't know if you notice how many signs are in businesses now saying, can you please be polite?
Yeah, isn't that sad?
I think that's a bit sad.
Yeah,
right? You know, and that the airlines have to say that as part of their pre-flight.
Yeah. Well, don't get me started on flights, though. That's a whole topic for another day. Craig Cherry, thank you so much for your time. Customer loyalty expert. Call me.